You know, there's so many topics out there that people are talking about right now in the current environment. Everything from defunding the police to the coronavirus. There's so many topics out there that seem to be dominating the headlines. In this solo episode, I'm going to pick out five topics that we seem to be hearing every day. Get ready. This might get a little fiery. Next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here, host and creator of the Criminal Justice Evolution Podcast. And why is it evolution? Because we're evolving. We're constantly evolving to make it better so you can become better as CJ professionals. Again, thank you for tuning in. We know you got many options, but thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. If you love the shows, love the content, please give us that five-star review on iTunes. And again, thank you for continuing to share it with your family and friends. As always, I want to take a moment, give a big shout out to the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing in the field. Thank you. It's a very difficult time. You know this. That's an understatement. But we will come through. We will be stronger and more resilient. Hang in there. Hang in there. Again, you have much support. Millions and millions and millions of people support you. I wish they were more vocal, like I say all the time, but never forget that you are loved, cherished, and honored. Keep up the fantastic work. Folks, here at CJ Evolution, we're so honored to be partnered with an amazing company like Detectachem. Detectachem is keeping our brave men and women who protect us every day safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of their hands, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, and now they have lab-validated COVID-19 detection now available. Their low-cost test kit for the Mobile Detect app is now available. This groundbreaking solution enables quick COVID-19 testing and actionable data on their smartphone or tablet with auto-generated reports of patient test results. Again, you got to check out Detectachem because you need this amazing technology for your agency. Head over to cjevolution.com, see the link to Detectachem, and see how they can help keep your troops safer. Folks, millions of people suffer from stomach and gut issues. I know because I was one of them until I found Bioptimizers. Look, if you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. If you've never tried enzymes, or even if you've tried and they haven't worked, I want you to give this one a chance. As you know, I'm a mega fan of the company Bioptimizers. They are one of the few supplement companies who have the best formulations and use the highest quality ingredients. And you know what? Their products work. I asked them if we could organize a great deal for all my listeners, and they over-delivered. Now, right now, you can get a bottle of Masszymes for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee, and there's no catch, there's no tricks, no forced continuity, nothing to cancel. They are so confident in their products that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee, so I'm positive you'll be satisfied with the results. Masszymes is a 17-enzyme full-spectrum formula with 5 different kinds of protease. Plus, it contains all the key enzymes needed for optimal digestion. Masszymes ensures that all the protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. Look, so many individuals suffer from digestive issues because any protein your body doesn't break down creates digestive stress, such as gas, bloating, or even constipation. Masszymes ensures that all protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. So I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your bottle before they either run out or take down this amazing offer. Go to www.masszymes.com/free. That's MASSZYMES.com/FREE, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle. Limit 1 per household. Offer is valid while supplies last. You're going to love their products. Go now to www.masszymes.com/free. On to the show with yours truly. Enjoy. You know, I don't think there's been a time in history, at least since I've been on this earth, where the country has been so divided on so many different topics. It truly is amazing. I remember, and here's my first topic. I remember we as a society could agree to disagree. Now, I'm not saying everybody wants to argue, but I, you tell me if I'm wrong. It seems like we can't talk about anything anymore. Unless, of course, the person or persons you are talking to hold the same beliefs as you do. Take politics, one of the most divisive topics, especially now that there is. How many of you have family or friends that you don't talk to anymore because of their political views? I hope you don't, but I know people in my family, I know friends that have lost friends or defriended friends, whatever you want to call it, because they hold a different political view. That is ludicrous. Can't we just agree to disagree? I have my political views. If you have a different political view, okay. Okay, you have that right. But again, look at the news. You know, and again, maybe you have this experience in your own life. I mean, if you have people that are so pissed off at you for holding certain political views, I tell you what, you don't need them in your life. I hate to say that, but if they're going to get so wrapped around the axle based on your political views, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But we are there right now in this country. Now, again, this isn't a blatant indictment on everybody out there, but you tell me if I'm wrong, where politics, one of the most divisive topics now in the country, especially now, are just ruining relationships. Not every relationship, like I said, but they're ruining a lot of relationships. Who cares what political party or what you believe politically? Who cares? Get over it. People are going to disagree with you. That is life. You're never going to be in complete agreement. And in my opinion, that's what makes life interesting. And quite frankly, to some degree, that's what built this great country. Disagreements. But we've come together and we learned how to move forward and compromise. If you have that open view of other people's opinions, good for you. But if you don't, grow up. People are going to disagree. I hope we get to that point again in history where we can disagree respectably and not resort to name-calling. I really hope we do. All right, my second topic I want to talk about is defunding the police. These geniuses out there that want to defund the police, in some instances, get rid of the police altogether. I would love to hear their solutions, but they never have solutions. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. Let's defund the police department. Let's get rid of the police department. Okay, the obvious question is, who do you replace the police with? Can somebody answer that? I will welcome anybody to come on this show and answer that question. Please, I think we all want to know. If you want to get rid of the law enforcement community in this country, we have to have a replacement. Or then it's anarchy. Shit, you're seeing that now in Portland. You're seeing it in a lot of cities where they're defunding their police department. The morale is at rock bottom in law enforcement agencies. So you're going to get rid of law enforcement. Who are you going to have replace them? You know, the rich politicians, they don't give a shit because they have their security details. But you and me, we don't. We don't have that luxury. So what is the replacement? Again, I want anybody who wants to come on this show, explain that to me like I'm a two-year-old. Now, do I think that in some cases in law enforcement agencies, funds need to get shifted around for community projects and stuff like that? Absolutely. But taking money away from the police department only does one thing. It hurts the areas and communities that need law enforcement the most. See, that's what some politicians won't tell you because it doesn't fit their narrative. We need the police in this country. Do we need reform? Absolutely. I believe in that. But we need police in this country. I, for one, do not want to live in a society without brave men and women who protect us every day. Defund the police? Okay, all right. Show me how you're going to replace it. Show me how you're going to be effective as a law enforcement agency providing the same service with lack of funding or, you know, serious depleted funds to do the job. Hell, we were like that before this defund movement came to the forefront. A lot of law enforcement agencies out there, maybe people don't understand this. I think a lot of people do. They don't have all the money in the world to fight crime. And as a matter of fact, all most departments are one call away to being totally screwed with their budgets. But a lot of people don't know that. Educate yourself, all right? educate yourself. Again, that's not a blanket indictment on everybody. But for the ones that think, oh, getting rid of the police department or taking money away from them is the answer, please come on the show and explain it to me like I'm a two-year-old. I'd love to hear it. And I won't patronize you. I just want to hear your view. After all, that's what this country is built on, right? Different views so we can meet in the middle, come together, and move forward logically, calmly. So again, the invitation's out there. Let's see if anybody bites. Here's number three. Everyone matters. All right? Okay, I said it. That's probably going to offend some people, but you know what? I don't care. How did we get to a point in this country where only one group matters? Everyone matters. In fact, we didn't build this country based on one group. It was a collaboration of groups. That's what you need in order to grow and sustain a country. But now we live in an era where, again, the narrative is just one group matters. In fact, we have members of other groups kneeling down to a certain group, which is ridiculous. Everyone matters, whether you're African American, Caucasian, Chinese, Mexican, whatever, everybody matters. That's the way it should be. That's the way it's always been. Has there been inequality in this country? Absolutely. Are we a flawed nation? Yes. But in order for us to get past our issues and problems, we need to come together. We need to work together collaboratively. The late, great Martin Luther King Jr. summed it up with this quote, "We must learn to live together as brothers, or we will perish together as fools." Truly a visionary ahead of his time. All right, here's another topic. Number four, COVID-19, or AKA the coronavirus, that again seems to have the country in its grips right now with no end in sight because the goalposts keep moving further and further back. Now, thousands, tens of thousands of people have succumbed from this, and that is horrible. This is a real virus. But someone please explain to me, again, I'm not that smart, but explain to me why I have to wear a mask into a restaurant, but as soon as I sit down, I can take the mask off for hours on end, drink, and have a good time with my family and friends. But the moment I get up and have to use the restroom, I have to don my mask back on to use the restroom. But hey, fear not, when I come back, I'm able to take my mask off. Now, again, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not a doctor, a medical professional. But it seems to me, if it was so chaotic out there, if it was so deadly, we wouldn't be doing that, right? Again, explain to me. Again, I welcome anybody that is smarter than me, and there's a ton more people that are smarter than me that have the medical expertise. Please come on and explain to me the rationale behind that, because I just don't get it. According to some people, a lot of people, the people, quote, in charge, COVID won't get you if you're sitting down with your mask off. But as soon as you get up, ooh, you better put that mask on. And I think this is the kind of irrationality that infuriates a lot of people because it makes absolutely no sense. Or the other people that say, well, you got to wear a mask because I'm afraid and you have to pander to my fears. Look, if you are that afraid, you shouldn't be going out. Stay home. It is not my responsibility. I'm sorry. Again, I might offend people because you are so afraid that I have to don a mask. Look, if you're wearing a mask, who cares if I'm not wearing a mask? Oh, wait, does your bandana work? It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, especially in that magical month of November. We'll see what this looks like then. So my last topic I want to talk about is the future. Not just any future, your future. Folks, if there's one thing I can tell you to stop doing right now is get away from the TV. I'm not saying you don't have to be not informed, but you don't need to be consuming media every day. That is part of the problem, or a big part of the problem, if you ask me, is people watch the news every day and they're just sucked in with all the BS from every side, from every side. Get back on track. Start worrying about your future, your goals, your objectives. Stop worrying about the shit that you don't even have control over. And let me tell you, folks, a lot of things out there you do not have control over, but you do have control over one important thing, and that is between your ears, your brain, your thoughts. Because really, folks, time is short. Our time here on this planet is limited in the big scheme of things. You have this one life. Make it the best life you can. And again, we will come through this. But again, time waits for no one. Get your life back on track. Stop living in fear if you're one of those people that are. And again, there's a saying out there that most things we fear never come to fruition. We just make them bigger than they usually are in our minds. But again, you can control that. Folks, I hope this has been an informative and educational show. Again, just my takes, whether I'm right or wrong. Again, I could be completely wrong. But again, that's what makes this country so great, because I have my opinions and you have your opinions. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to reach out to me, reach out to me on cjevolution.com. All my socials up there. And again, if you want to come on and talk about some of these topics or any other controversial topic, I welcome you. As long as we can keep it civil, we're not name-calling, and I won't if you don't. But hit me up. I'd love to hear from you. Again, check out everything on cjevolution.com. Stay tuned for more great guests and content on the top-rated Criminal Justice Evolution show. Be safe, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.